Welcome back to Tea with CTV. Like we promised, short duration, short gap between the last two episodes, and we delivered. We're back again with another episode of Tea with CTV. We have both our regulars again today, which is Karthik Bhai and Ruturaj Desai. Welcome to the pod again.
Hello. How are you doing? We delivered, right?
Yeah, we did deliver. And kal bahut drama hua tha, especially let's just
show in our frustrations.
Kal yesterday, what a day!
I mean, yaar, expected nahi tha na, Spurs ke wajah se we will be qualifying for a UCL spot. I mean, wow.
That was something very uncalled for. And of all people, the one who was warming up the bench for Spurs all the time, now he comes on and scores a brace for them. And, you know, gets a place for them in the Europa Conference League, which is just the first season now. But also, they have dragged us into the UCL, not gonna lie. So all the people were cheering for Kane yesterday. We were all thankful for them. And if you did see, like, on the 90 plus third minute of injury time, Tuchel was already indicating his player that it's all okay. He was waving, he was, you know, making so much antics on off the field. He was standing on the sidelines, he's saying it's all okay, it's done. He's showing the thumbs up. So it was so hilarious to see that. So all in all, bro, that was worth some fun and entertainment of a final Premier League day.
Yeah. Thanks to Tottenham Hotspur. You know, it is very poetic that Tottenham Hotspur are the first English team to take part in the Europa Conference League. Jo bhi bolte usko. It is very poetic indeed. And it is very confusing ki they helped us. Like, of all teams, Tottenham Hotspur ne help kiya humko. After all we've done to them in the past, after the pain we've inflicted to Tottenham over the years, for them to help us, you know, matlab ek din ke liye to at least all is forgiven, and matlab not all, but ek din ke liye, thank you. Like, honestly, from the bottom of all our hearts, yeah. Thank you.
The only Mason turned up yesterday was Ryan Mason from Spurs. So I would like to also say that. Like, I saw it on Twitter. So I'm just carrying it on this podcast. So yeah, top four it is. With Leicester spending 242 days in the top four just to fall out again. Oh my God. Such bottling. So just not Spurs, but also Leicester has blood on their hands because they have again dropped out for a second consecutive season. So I don't know what are they up to with. But yeah, they have also bottled it as well. Like, it's not only Spurs, but it's also Leicester. What do you think on this?
Yeah, Leicester, bigger bottle jobs than us. So it's like, who bottles it more? Even we bottled it, honestly. Like, if you come back, if you reflect completely on that performance, it is very concerning that the squad couldn't turn up on the last day of the season, even though some would come up and throw that 3.8 XG we had. Let me tell you, that all counts for nothing when you miss sitters like we do. So to not turn up on the final day of the season when everything matters. Like, Aston Villa could win 27-0 and still be 11th. Aston Villa could lose 100-0 and still be 11th. They had literally nothing to play for apart from fans in the stadium, which obviously exactly. they did turn up. Credit to them. Credit to John Terry. Bahut achhe se defending. Ekdam Terry type defending kiya unhone. So credit to them. Even though we'd love John Terry to help us a bit, but anyway, I mean, he's doing his job. We shouldn't complain about that. What we should complain about is us not turning up when it really matters. Once again, a very common trait which we've been seeing in Chelsea for a good few years now. So yeah, thoughts on that, lads?
I don't know, man. I mean, we could have bottled it yesterday, and for us, we are in the top four, and I guess we are pretty lucky, you know. Yesterday we played shit. Honestly, we did. Matlab chances to bana rahe the, exactly like 3 points, whatever it was.
Yeah, as Karthik said, like, chances to bana rahe the, but Tuchel, even Tuchel said that we forgot to score that thing. So yeah, our forward line was absent, totally absent yesterday. And don't know why, like they failed to convert. Even Pulisic was wasteful on the ball. He just, you know, just in the final, receiving the ball, the touches were very hard, very heavy in fact. So that, you know, accounted for us being absent from the forward line. And also one thing to see, like we could see the dynamism that Kante provided, that was completely absent. They just pressed us through the pivot and we were all gone. Like Kovacic considered another, you know, a big chance, which, you know, just went out of the post, thankfully. So yeah, I think it is not a problem of creating a chances, but it is just being clinical that we are lacking from the past 3-4 years, I guess, from a long time. And yeah, one main thing for my concern is like Mendy's injury. What are your thoughts on Mendy's injury? Like, I am very afraid like Kepa might play in the FA Cup, UEFA Champions League final. So considering from that, what happened yesterday, what do you think, Mohit?
Yeah, I mean, Thomas Tuchel today, bhai ne bata diya ki Mendy is not that serious, and hopefully he'll be back in training on Wednesday. Tomorrow's a day off. So tomorrow we travel to Portugal. That's huge. We'll be traveling to Portugal. That is huge, okay. So yeah, hopefully he'll be back, and you know, he is really near. We saw FA Cup final mein kya hua. We don't need to go there. So
yeah, we better not go there and just, you know, malign ourselves again.
Edouard Mendy is a must. Like, and Chelsea should do everything to get him and N'Golo Kante play on that pitch in Porto.
For sure. And everyone, let's hope everyone is fit for the game. Let's, you know, revert back to the this last league, last month of the Premier League. Let's start with the you know, the Man City comeback game. Like, what do you think, Karthik? How was the performance in that game? Basically going down at half time and then, you know, coming back.
I mean that was a brilliant performance. Okay, now Guardiola ko do bar, defeating Guardiola twice is it's not easy, because you know it's Guardiola of, like, you know, easy nahi hota usko defeat karna, and we know how City plays. They literally just thrashed Everton 5-0, and I mean, you know, so yeah, that performance was really, really good. I don't remember who scored that game. I really don't remember kon mara tha. Was it CH? Yeah, CH. Yes,
Alonso.
Right. CH, yeah, right. Alonso, my God. Okay. So that was actually a lucky goal, I would say, because, you know, wo uske pair pe deflect hoke gaya tha. But after all, what matters is, you know, we scored and we won the game. CH's goal was really, really awesome. You know, the way he took it the first touch, then the finish was excellent. Then our defense as well, it was pretty good. Zuma, especially Zuma. I mean, wow, the tackle. I don't know if you all remember that tackle that Sterling ko jo dala.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what a beautiful tackle that was. And again, there was again controversy tha last mein, penalty milna chahiye thi nahi. But personally, I believe penalty to nahi tha, because, you know, the contact was there, but, you know, it wasn't enough for Sterling to go down. So yeah, I think penalty to nahi milna chahiye tha. And luckily, we did score the goal, and yeah, we won the match and the 3 points. So that is what matters.
Yeah, surely. Like, Tuchel has got better of Pep for the second time in the season. The FA Cup semi-final win, and as well as this comeback win. Like, we created so much. But yeah, we have to tell, like, City can be unpredictable at times. They have been playing a strikerless system in the Champions League games. So we won't expect what is coming our way. So moving on to the next game that we played. It was a London Derby. Basically a disappointing London Derby. What are your thoughts, Mohit, on that game, that particular game that cost us 3 points and, you know, led to the Jeopardy on the final day of the Premier League?
Yeah, we simply didn't turn up once against Arsenal. It was just simple thing of not turning up. I guess tactically we were better than them. Like, we overloaded, we had more chances, we had everything more than them. Their only goal came from a mistake which is shouldn't happen. Firstly Zuma passing someone impressed, and then Jorginho passing to nobody, and then Kepa somehow saving that. Fair play. I didn't expect Kepa to save that. And then nobody trying to recover. Thiago Silva was the only one there. Someone could have still ran, you know. Someone who's
yeah, exactly.
Reece James could have ran back as well, you know. You could have sensed the danger, which we didn't. And like I said, it is just not turning up on the night. Which, like, at the time, Chelsea hadn't lost in a long time, and that was the first defeat in a long, long, long time. So it was like, theek hai, abhi ho gaya, like, abhi ek week pehle Real Madrid ko haraya idhar Arsenal. Theek hai, itna, like, that's tax. I consider like, okay, it's a tax for defeating Real Madrid and Manchester City in a week. So, theek hai, Arsenal se haar gaya. Kya kar sakte?
Just to take for a statistic, like, tell me the player's name, like, who do you think was the mistake? Well, because that's a big controversy. Another controversy,
yeah,
like,
I'll,
the fan
percentage
were divided on that.
Yeah, percentage mein bolta. 40% Kurt Zuma, 50% Jorginho, and 10% Kepa as well, because I don't know Kepa ko, but still matlab wo kya kidhar khada hai, matlab wapas jana matlab kya hai, but still, you know, mainly Jorginho, because come on, you can still look up and pass, man, but it's okay shit happens in,
yeah. Karthik, what is your opinion on this controversy?
I would like to disagree on that, because Kepa, okay, uska positioning was little, you know, थोड़ा ठीक नहीं था, बट यू नो ही डिड हिज बेस्ट, यू नो ही लाइक वो ओन गोल हो सकता था, ही डिड हिज बेस्ट, ही केप्ट इट आउट, बट अनलकीली अबामेंग के पास ही गया बॉल, एंड देन यू नो सिंपल था, देन ही जस्ट हैड टू विथड्रॉ, ही जस्ट हैड टू टैप इन द बॉल, एंड या दे स्कोर्ड, बट यू नो आई थिंक mainly it was Jorginho's mistake, because you know what are you doing, man? I mean kya kidhar dekh ke tum pass daal rahe ho yaar, okay, yeah, you are like pressure hai tum pe, people are coming at you, but at least you can pass the ball, or at least clear it, you're passing it straight to into the goal, into your own goal. I think you know, Jorginho's mistake, it was Jorginho's mistake, but yeah, Zuma ka bhi tha, because you know पास नहीं देना चाहिए था जॉर्जिनियो को इन द फर्स्ट राउंड, बट ठीक है, अभी जो हो गया हो गया, इट्स ओके.
So yeah, I'd like to be diplomatic here, because you know, Kepa didn't start a Premier League game for a long time, so exactly. That was a thing. Then the second thing was like, Jorginho is used to Mendy having between the goal. So as we were all, we also discussed on the group that particular night, like, yeah, Georgie is used to having Mendy in front of goal, but Kepa also was rightful in moving across to the left of the goal, because he was trying to create a passage to, you know, for Jorginho to pass to him, so that wouldn't be a risky pass into the goal. So I think both were to be equally blamed, and also the rhythm was not quite there, so that in turn, you know, we messed things up. And as we can, like, we have the experience of playing, you know, under pressure short passes in our own half, in our own final third, but yeah, that was a bit, you know, abysmal, like, to see just to go the ball, like, Kepa did a great job, by the way, indirect free kick, yeah. Milta, but yeah, like, that was inevitable, like, nobody tried to recover that as much, sir. Yeah, so moving on to the next game, which was the next one?
The disappointing cup final.
Yeah. Great.
And it's a great story, that great tale of the cup final, you know. I mean, it was not like we didn't turn up. It's like log bolta ki we lagged intensity,
right, exactly,
for the cup final. I'll tell you who lagged intensity for the cup final. It was the 6,000, 8,000 odd Chelsea fans there. They lagged intensity for the cup final for sure. Hardly heard them. It's an FA Cup final. Make some noise. The 8,000 at Stamford Bridge, they did make some noise, and you saw the difference there. So, you know, it does make a difference. And tactically, it was both the teams were like exactly the same. Rodgers matched up with us, and हम भी अच्छे ही खेले, ऐसा कुछ है नहीं. चांसेस क्रिएट किया था फर्स्ट हाफ में एक आध, एंड समहाउ वी कंट्रोल्ड पोजीशन, लाइक टुकल का होता है प्ले विद द बॉल एंड डिफेंड विद द बॉल वाला थिंग, एंड आई गेस लेस्टर हैड ओनली वन शॉट ऑन गोल, एंड दैट केम फ्रॉम यूरी टिलेमैंस ऑल द वे इन द रेंज, व्हिच यू नो आई विल स्टिल से मेंडी सेव दैट 60%, बिकॉज हिज रीच, सिंपल, इट्स रीच, इट्स नॉट कैपास फॉल्ट हियर दैट ही couldn't do that, but here's when your tactic here of some man, certain man, not Tuchel's not the only one here. A lot of managers have this cup goalkeeper wala thing ki ye banda cup mein khelega. Bahut log, even Emery had it with Arsenal, you know, Czech played the Europa League final. He played the entire tournament, he'll play, which is fair enough, you know, but a lot of fans won't like it because you should start your best team in a cup final where a trophy is at stake, a major trophy is at stake, you know, and the amount of finals now we've lost is just increasing by the day because we reach into finals every season. Chelsea are in a final, so
sometimes
like last season, we were in two finals. This season we are in two finals. Last season we were in a final. We're in a final every, sometimes we're in two finals. So like harna kya pata, but the final thing, let's hope we can do something. I don't want to say more about the 29th, but let's just hope, fingers crossed. But yeah, it was aisa kuch tactically kuch bol nahi sakta. Everyone did their job tactically. Reece James had Vardy in his pocket. People won't talk about that because we lost, but it is a fact. Offensively, decision making cost us, decision making at key areas by Timo Werner at times. So Hakim Ziyech starting was I don't know, like someone in our group described him perfectly. Hakim Ziyech in such a game is the definition of a turnover machine. And that's what he did. He, whenever we had good position, turns the ball away because he doesn't have the physique to play in this kind of level. It's not a game for Hakim Ziyech. That was Tuchel's fault there, starting Hakim Ziyech. Alonso ka itna nahi bolunga, he was not at fault for the goal though, as long as that was not there. But yeah, Chilwell came on and acha hua. And then we scored. That was heartbreaking.
Apart from that undeniably, you know, stunning stride from Tielemans, another and yet another controversy was with VAR. Like, was Chilwell offside? What do you think? Was Chilwell offside or onside? Because there were articles suggesting that, you know, when the ball was, you know, left from the frame. So the timing was not right. The frames are not reckoned properly, and then you expect the offside decision to be off by millimeters or even millimeters for that matter. But you don't see how much the ball has been, you know, taken off from the foot of the player that that passes it. So that should also be taken from a millimeters aspect. So that VAR call of Chilwell. What do you think on that, Karthik?
Personally for me, it's yaar itne chote margin ke liye who gives offside? I mean, we are really spoiling the fun of the game, or I don't know if it's the referee sitting behind it. I really don't know what's wrong, but I mean, English referees are shit, okay? With all due respect, they are shit. And then wo itne chote margin ke liye you don't give offside, but yeah, we were unlucky and we have been unlucky since the past month. We have been, you know, kitna goals mara, I don't even know. We have been, you know, I think Leicester game ho gaya, then I think the last two games I think we scored, wo bhi we are ruled it out. So basically we are unlucky. VAR ke saath jab, you know, if, you know, the decision goes to VAR, we are definitely not on the winning side. So but theek hai, ab we were unlucky, goal disallow ho gaya. And in that game, I would say we gave it all. And unka bus, exactly like you said, ek shot aaya tha on goal and they scored with it. And it was okay. Credit to Tielemans, it was an amazing strike. But yeah, again, I would say that I would like to agree with Mohit that, you know, Mendy, agar hota to, he could have saved it. And I remember Mohit actually telling, I think, you know, previous episodes, mein, he was describing Kepa that he uses his left hand to reach where he can't, which is exactly like, it's a good point, you know, because if he would have used his right hand, maybe he could have reached the ball. Again, he used his left, he didn't reach it. And yeah, and his height to वैसे भी थोड़ा कम ही है for goalkeepers, his height is, you know, थोड़ा कम. So yeah, I mean, Mendy could have saved it, but ठीक है, अभी वो भी खत्म हो चुका है, we have lost the final, and yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, all things left apart, but we did take that redemption in the next week, which, you know, as all you know, just resulted in Leicester dropping out of the top four. The Leicester went to win like at home, like Rudiger and who scored for us? Rudiger with the header and
Jorginho with the penalty.
Jorginho with the penalty. Yeah, so And then giving away again, given the goal given away by Kovacic again with a simple, you know, press on the pivot. So that was again a fault to see. But overall, how did you see this game with fans returning to the bridge, roaring away at the Chelsea team? And, you know, the Chelsea team get the... who doesn't get affected by the home fans? You know, they were all pumped up, like Rudiger doing the Cruyff turn in the middle of the park. Like, who expected that? When you wouldn't expect something like that when the fans won't be there. Like, yeah. What are your thoughts on those fans returning and, you know, the amazing performance from the boys?
Next level. Basta, matlab, kya hi bataye? That's what you want, you know, after that cup final defeat. It's the least to expect. Now we're all over them. 90 minutes. Like Thomas Tuchel said, that is how you expect a game at Stamford Bridge to be. Chelsea attacking every single minute. Fans behind, fans at the Matthew Harding, fans at the shed, making a lot of noise. Like, bahut achha tha atmosphere. Tha. Timo Werner chant, by the way. That's true Chelsea fans for you at Stamford Bridge. Yeah. As the Super League like to call them, loyalty fans. Joby, what the term was. That's the real fans for you.
We forgot about one thing. What about the Battle of the Bridge Part 2 scenes at near full time?
Yes. Amarty ko do teen laga diya uski to bhai maza aa gaya usko. But when Mason Mount saw that reaction, this is Amarty chadte. Thiago Silva, not my captain, but you know, Thiago Silva, what a leader. Thiago, like Silva, Bhabi, you too. Great leader. Great passion. Okay. She was at the bridge too. Shouting, we hate Tottenham Chelsea. So, you know, proper Chelsea, man. Ek saal mein. So you have to appreciate, you know, someone like this. Thiago Silva, what he's done, you know, as a fan. So, that full passion. You can just say it was just pure passion. Everyone giving their all. We creating so many chances, like too many chances. Sub miss again. Timo Werner being offside so many times. Banda abhi jo ki matlab kya matlab pata hai, haath ko laga hai, fir bhi knee slide kar raha hai. Matlab, it's that bad, is it? It really is that bad for him. So, theek hai abhi, his runs are still important. He still to Thomas Tuchel ka ye system jo hai, which is turn off pace.
Exactly.
But teams, yeah. Pace is very important, and that's the only reason he's playing is pace. So. Yeah, perfect performance is the word actually. Wo faltu Kovacic ka senior, so really perfect performance. Apart from that.
Yeah, so that was something amazing. Like, yeah, we moved into the third position. And as Tuchel warned, like, yeah, celebrate the win, enjoy, but shut up and just prepare for the Aston Villa game on the final day, which the player squad didn't seem to do. Wow. As we move on to the final game of the season, like, it was a loss for us. First of all, you know, what do you think of the first half performance? Karthik, I would like to ask you, what do you think of the first half performance from the yesterday's game?
Firstly, I would like to, you know, give credit to Aston Villa. The way they defended was outstanding. Credit to John Terry as well, because, you know, Moitha, he's been doing the work, I guess. And yeah, they defended really well. First half performance, theek hai, we were, you know, we create chances every single match. The thing is, we are not clinical enough in front of goal because we have players like Timo Werner who are half the time offside. But credit to him, he like Mohit said, he's important for the, you know, system, Tuchel ka system. He's really important. And I really feel, because, you know, agar jab wo nahi hota team mein, we do lack that, you know, we lack his runs, we lack his pace. So yeah, he's pretty important for the system. But overall, coming to the match, I would say we were bad. We couldn't convert the chances we were creating. No, kitna chances mila tha. I remember one, Mount got one chance where he, you know, took it like, no, kidhar mara pata nahi, took a shot and then it went, you know, above everything. So yeah, I mean, theek hai. Aston Villa, credit to them. They played well. Spurs ko bhi harana, and then coming to Stamford, then defeating Chelsea, it's not easy. Yeah, they have done it, and yeah, credit to them. But, you know, I would have liked, you know, Terry going into their dressing room and saying that, yaar, dekho, वैसे भी फर्क नहीं पड़ने वाला, कुछ भी हो जाए रिजल्ट को जो भी हो, दे आर रिमेनिंग 11, सो माइट एज वेल गिव चेल्सी द स्पिन एंड यू नो उनको टॉप फोर ले जाने दो यार. जेटी कुड हैव डन दैट बट यू नो ठीक है, दिस इज प्रीमियर लीग, दिस इज व्हाट यू गेट. या क्रेडिट टू एस्टन विला देयर.
Yeah, so that the first half was quite, you know, energetic from our side. We were not falling short of creating any chances, but a point of concern from the first half, I would like to say, like, is the shots that we take from the midfield that has stooped so low that I cannot believe it. Like it is only exactly. Mason Mount taking shots from the midfield, from the midfield area, like once in 10-15 minutes, whereas you go back to the days of Lampard, Essien, Ballack, you see those names and you just see the, you know, just long distance bangers, screamers. So that very thing is that we have lacking,
yeah,
from the past few years, is what my point is. And yeah, Mohit, what was the second half for you? Like we did create a lot of chances, we got one back, but there were also many wasteful chances, like from Pulisic, like he just had to tap in from the pass that came from Werner. So overall, how did you feel of the second half performance?
Yeah, again, the word is the same thing. Bottled it. Giving away that penalty there, you know, and especially at the time when Leicester were leading, you know, your fate is in your hands, and not turning up on such a day is very concerning. Like I said earlier, it is very concerning. Yes, some of the substitutions worked. Havertz came on, was very good. ZH was also all right. We started creating more. But, you know, in a game where we were having so much room in the flanks, you know, we could put in crosses for fun. You know, someone like, I mean, I know he doesn't suit the system, yes, but at this time, at this stage of the season, when at this stage, like last 30 minutes, Champions League is on the line, Leicester are winning. At this time, do you really want to go for the system, or do you want to go with someone who is going to get you a goal from a cross? That is Olivier Giroud. You know, itna crosses ja raha tha. Matlab kisko ja raha hu? Matlab kaun hai beech mein? Timo Werner wo marne wala hai, usko aata header kar, usko ek first chance mein chance mila tha. Clear, very simple header I was. He missed as usual. Can't even expect him to score a header. Mason Mount obviously missed another sitter. We missed Pulisic, another. So, you know, Chilwell was the one who eventually scored a very good chance. You know, Hakim Ziyech, good ball to Pulisic, yeah. Good cross in. Chilwell, Gaya Ander, you know, so. And then, Tyrone Mings wala penalty, come on, it hit his arm. You've given that against us, that's stonewall penalty, no, man.
That was something.
VAR is not the issue, it's the absolute dick. I shouldn't, I have to control my language, but the refs sitting behind, they are the issue. Jose Mourinho once said, there is an agenda against Chelsea. I do believe there was an agenda against Chelsea, not only this whole month. From the FA itself, there was a clear agenda against Chelsea. We know that. Like, we are one of the most hated teams. We don't have the pleasure of being Man United, so everyone supports us. So, but still, you know, you have to say we bottled it, and thankfully Leicester are bigger bottlers than us. Neto, we could be here and talking about Chelsea not making it in the top four. So thankfully we're still there, and because of that, you cannot take away all the credit from Thomas Tuchel, because banda legend hai aur jo usne kiya hai still deserves a lot of credit. 38 points from his 19 games. Frank Lampard got 29, he got 38. He lost 3 games at the end, considering we were unbeaten
that's,
so long.
That's acceptable.
Acceptable. 3 losses from 19. Theek hai. Lampard lost 6. Theek hai. Tuchel lost 3. Be towards the end, so actually we could have done a lot better. We drew some games against, you know, teams we should be kind of beating, and we won against teams we usually don't win. We won at Anfield. That was nice. Thomas Tuchel, legendary. The only reason we were in that position was because of Thomas Tuchel, so giving him stick doesn't
make any sense, right?
He is the savior. He saved us, because we were really behind when he came. 9th.
The jump from 9 to 4th is quite real. He has gained a lot. There were just some individual talented people. He brought them together under a system and got the results we wanted.
Yeah, proper system. And it's not, we some people just say we're a defensive team. No, we're not a defensive team. We're a team that defends from the front, I suppose. And very well. Definitely. Aspilicueta ko dekho, as well, right? Chad jata hai banda. Har ek defender chad jata hai. Apart from Zuma, that's why he was not playing. Yeah. Because wo chadta nahi hai. He sits back. He's more of a traditional defender. Our defenders are much now modern type. Rudiger chad jata hai banda. Yeah. No room. Even wo gaya, and that's when, you know, if someone is smart enough, they can play through us. But otherwise, it is difficult to break through this Chelsea team. Yesterday, Villa scored. We slept. We were asleep in that corner. Plainly, that's the reason. We were asleep. And it's not acceptable in a last day of the season when we're falling asleep. But theek hai, we fell asleep. Second was the penalty. Lost his mind, you know, I don't know what he was thinking. But theek hai, penalty. Other than that, actually, scoring against Chelsea is not easy. I know people have scored recently, but it is not easy because chad jata hai. Itna jagah milega nahi. Space in the Chelsea half, if you have the ball, is so less. Team is compact. Everyone knows what they are doing, and that's because of Thomas Tuchel. Yes, attacking wise, abhi tak we don't know how to break down a team which sits back. We don't know a lot of things. Combinations abhi tak bana nahi hai. Decision making is as bad as it ever can be. Finishing is, let's not even go there, how bad that is, we know. But Thomas Tuchel still, all things considered, has done an amazing job at this football club. From Jan since he came, Jan 26th, I guess. He came Jan 24th, Lampard got sacked. Jan 25th, he came. Jan 26th was his game, if I'm not wrong. But yeah, Thomas Tuchel, what a man.
So yeah, that's quite a journey from like conceding two, three goals every match to, you know, beating, you know, Real Madrid, Atletico Madrid, the likes of those strong teams, and reaching up at this particular stage of the competitions, the cup competitions. Like it's really difficult to, you know, just, you know, adapt from a mid-season squad, like who are already in jeopardy, lying in the mid table, like almost 9 positions. So that was a really, you know, thankful. We are grateful to Thomas Tuchel. Like he has completely transformed the team, and hope like we can break down the teams in the coming seasons as he gets more time, you know, to work in preseason against teams, to work out his plan, to get his messages across more clearly before the season starts. So all in all, I think the team will get much stronger, and the next season will be quite like watching it, like it will be more entertaining, it will be more competitive. The Premier League is always competitive, like it's the most competitive league in the world. What can you expect? But yeah, after the Euros, it is going to be one hell of a season, and we will wait to see what transfers does Tuchel make. So that is interesting aspect we'll keep for another episode. So that was a good month from us. We completed in the top 4. Not a good month, an average month. We lost a cup final, but yeah, those performances against Man City and Leicester were too good to say that the month was bad. So all in all, a good finish to the Premier League season. So final thoughts, guys?
Yeah, definitely. Matlab acha tha, this last month was pretty good. FA Cup losing the FA Cup final was thoda, you know, theek hai, but abhi jo ho gaya, lost to Arsenal as well. But credit to Thomas Tuchel and our team, we have done really, really well. So beating Man City twice is not easy, and then, you know, Leicester ko bhi we defeated, that performance was exceptional. So yeah, all in all, it was a good month. And it's good that we, you know, somehow we have managed to get into the top 4, and we're going to play the UCL next season. So yeah, it was a good month for us. Yes.
Yeah, about that, yeah, about the UCL thoughts as well. You know, yesterday I saw AC Milan fans celebrating so madly, like, you know, it was so good to see AC Milan back in the Champions League. It means something, yaar. Wo anthem sunke bahut logo ka khada hota hai. Okay, it's a fact. So you have to respect that anthem, you have to respect that competition, and being in that competition, you need to feel Yes, you need to be proud of your club just to be in that competition. I know a lot of fans aren't proud of just, they don't consider it as an achievement. Jo pehle, fair enough, pehle ek time tha jab the top four was fixed. It was, you know, Man United, Liverpool, Arsenal, Chelsea. And then City came in and Liverpool sort of mid-table mega. It was Man United, City, Arsenal, Chelsea. Top four almost fixed tha because there was a difference. There was a gap. Fourth place or fifth place mein gap tha. Phir then Tottenham started closing the gap. एक सीजन लेस्टर वन द कॉम्पिट वन द होल लीग उसके बाद सब उसके बाद एवरीथिंग हैज चेंज नाउ देर आर लॉट ऑफ टीम्स हु आर द गैप इज नाउ सो क्लोज्ड मतलब इतना इतना गैप नहीं है लेस्टर नाउ ऑब्वियसली कंपीटिंग फॉर टॉप फोर एवरी सीजन फिफ्थ वापस फिनिश है वेस्ट हैम आर इन द मिक्स यू नो यू कैन सी आर्सेनल का डाउनफॉल यू कैन सी अदर टीम्स लाइक द गैप बिटवीन आर्सेनल हु आर एट 59 व्हाट हाउ मच 61 एक्चुअली राइट एंड वी आर 67 If you look at the league, it's not much between even Aston Villa were 57, 10 points. Aston Villa are 10th, I guess, right? 11th. So it's not that much. It has considerably fallen down. Pehle kya hota tha? Top 4 teams 75, 76 mein rehte the. Top 4. 4th place mein 76 points. You can see the league is now a lot more difficult. So top 4 in 2021 is not a trophy. It never will be a trophy. But it sure is an achievement. And you should be proud to play in the Champions League and you should value being in the Champions League and listening to that anthem, okay? Because it is beautiful. It is what football stands for. It is why you watch football, to play in the Champions League.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So that was quite a season-ending day for football all around the world. Like, you know, Lille winning the title, Atletico Madrid winning the title, and Inter also winning the title already. Like, they won it 2-3 weeks ago itself. But yeah, all in all, a great month for football. A great ending to another season. Like, yeah, the Premier League is getting more condensed. We have to wait for another season, like, to see like if it continues this way. Or has the pandemic effect caught up to the teams? Like, we'll see. We'll stick around for the next season to see what happens. So yeah, that was all our time. Our team departs for Portugal today to play this Champions League finals. Hopefully you enjoyed this podcast episode. The next time we'll be around after the Champions League final. And yeah, so thank you all for listening into it. Do subscribe to the YouTube channel, Chelsea Thane Blues. Follow us on our social handles, Chelsea Thane Blues on Instagram, Thane Blues on Twitter. And if you like, you would like to become a member, join us on the Fifth Stand app. Mohit, you would like to add anything? When's the next episode gonna be?
Yeah, soon. Again, no gap kam rahega. Okay, and all links in the description. Check kar lo. Go down there and feel free to join us wherever you're a Chelsea fan from the world. Aisa kuch hai nahi. There is no restriction as such of you need to be from Thane to be a member. Come on, Chelsea are a global club and feel free.
Exactly. So stick around us for the next episode. Like, hopefully we'll see you in a week or 2 weeks time again. Until then, bye bye. Peace.